It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Great food, great atmosphere, great staff. Just pop in and say hello and tell them that the lads from Opinions Matter asked you to pop in and have a bite to eat. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? You may have heard this story in the news over the last couple of days. But Dublin City Council has said it will meet with Gardaí in response to concerns expressed about the erection of tricolours across the city by anti-immigration campaigners. It follows requests from a number of councillors and residents groups for the local authority to take action in response to the practice, which they said is an attempt to intimidate and mark territory. Now, you may have spotted this yourself over the past couple of months. Over the summer, lines of tricolours have appeared on streets in a number of areas around the capital, including Ballyfermot, Coolock, Finglas, the north and south inner city, at roundabouts, at junctions. Irish flags are popping up on lampposts the way the Union Jack is seen across Northern Ireland. And the question is, what should be done about this? Do you support the flying of the tricolour out of lampposts left, right and centre, basically, as has been said, in an attempt to intimidate and to mark territory? A number of well-known anti-immigration campaigners have posted online in support of the erection of tricolours, similar to the Operation Raise the Colours campaign currently taking place in the UK. I want to find out how you feel about the tricolour being flown left, right and centre. Because the reason I'm asking this is we got a message in late last night from a listener, a regular listener actually to this show, a guy called Joseph, and here's what he had to say in his message. You need to talk about the Irish flag situation. I live on Dublin's north side, I won't say where, but well-known far-right campaigners have been putting up Irish flags on lampposts to try to intimidate hard-working immigrants. I'm disgusted with how our lovely tricolour is being hijacked by racists. I reported this to the Gardaí and they still haven't taken them down. Now, well, firstly, Joseph, and I think he's coming on in a while. It's not the job of the Gardaí to climb up lampposts and take down flags.
No. You know,
that's not their job.
He's going to come on in a few minutes, by the way. He's just trying to get a break from work. So we will talk to him in a few minutes. But we need to clear some things up for a lot of you who saw the post on Facebook and went all down rabbit holes and all this, okay? And said, I have a flag flying up my living room. Is that going to be taken down? Nobody is talking about flying
a flag,
in your living room or even in your garden or wherever the case may be. You can fly a flag up your arse in your own house if you want. There's nothing going to be done about it. Joseph specifically states, yeah, that he is talking about in public places, so on lampposts. Now, unfortunately, he's right in a way. If you live, say, for instance, you live in a Dublin City Council estate, you don't own the lampposts. You don't even own outside your house, yeah? That is owned by the council. Mm-hmm. So you don't have a right to put those flags up. Now, am I triggered by an Ireland flag? No. Are you?
By the flag itself? No. Okay. No, it's our national flag. I'm very proud of it.
Let me ask you a question that people are asking. And how is the Irish flag racist?
It's not that the Irish flag is racist. It's because of what they are using the Irish flag to literally mark. Like I said a couple of minutes ago, I was up the north last week and I went through little villages all around the north, and you can tell the villages that have a unionist population because there's Union Jacks flying everywhere, okay?
Yeah.
And that is literally by the unionist community marking their territory. This is unionist land.
I know, I have to be honest, lads, I hate to see...
And so do I. Absolutely.
Either flag when I'm up north. Well, obviously not the... I don't mind the Ireland flag as much, but I don't like to see... Flags cause so much trouble up the north. Being flown in the States.
But literally, with the unionist community flying flags, they are literally marking their territory. They are saying this is unionist land. And you can argue that the flying of the tricolour off lampposts in various parts of Dublin is being used to intimidate and to mark territory.
How can someone
it's
be...
It is saying, the message it is sending is Ireland for the Irish. That's what it's saying.
But it doesn't say that anywhere, though.
It doesn't need to say it. Okay, well then you tell me, why is there a proliferation of tricolours all over Dublin in the last few months? Tell me why.
No.
Is it because we've suddenly fallen in love with the flag?
No, it's not that. And it's not as if Ireland are playing in the World Cup or anything like that.
Even when Ireland did play in the World Cup, you didn't see as many tricolours. You didn't see any flying out of lampposts.
I know that some of the flags have been erected by prolific far-right campaigners. I do know that. So yeah, there's that. But... has any, like, by the way, this guy Joseph, who we're about to talk to, is as Irish as I am, and you are. People are saying you should go, like...
Let me quote what one Dublin City Councillor said, okay? And this is a guy called Dara Moriarty. He called for the council to take action against the flags because the Irish flag is being used as the weaponization of the tricolour by far-right and malicious agitators who seek to use our flag as a means to intimidate.
Now, I will say, to that end, I will say that normally, because I've had many run-ins on social media, normally when you have a run-in on Twitter or X with a far-right person, they always have the Irish flag in the bio. It's become, unfortunately... the Irish flag has been hijacked by a lot of far-right agitators, and the Irish flag has become a bit of a red flag, that when you see the Irish flag, you go... And when you see any of these protests, these anti-immigration protests on the streets...
There's hundreds of Irish flags.
But is that not just that they're proud to be Irish?
Okay, well, I want somebody to answer me then why...
Oh, you're looking for an answer.
Why there has been a proliferation of Irish flags on lampposts around Dublin. That's just answer me that.
Because people are...
Is it because the ladies are playing in the Women's World Rugby World Cup? I don't think so. I don't think that's the reason that they're flying flags to support the girls in green in the Women's World Cup. No, it's not that. So now, what is it?
Now, what I don't get is a lot of the people, and we're going to talk to them on this podcast, who are saying, oh, it's only a flag. It's only a flag. What are you getting upset about? It's only a flag. These are the exact same people that get triggered when a rainbow flag is flying. Like, you're either offended by flags or you're not offended by them, you know?
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me kick off with your opinions. And Jack?
In relation to the flag controversy, see... why is it, I know the UK drew a lot of attention, but there was no big issue on this until recently. Yes, you'd have all the STEM groups, the anti-immigrant groups are going with the flags, but it wasn't any majorly issue until recently. And I don't think now it's brought up, more people are putting the flags up, whether it's to do with that or not, but... drew more attention to it. I don't know if taking them down or anything, that is the answer. I don't think it is, personally. How can you prove everyone's intentions anyway with flags? It's messy. Well, certainly one thing is they've drawn more attention to it now and people are putting up flags in defiance. So I think it's a messy situation now.
Joseph, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joseph?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thank you, Joseph. I read out your message just a couple of minutes ago that you sent in to us late last night, and I'm going to read it again. You need to talk about the Irish flag situation. I live on Dublin's north side. I won't say where, but well-known far-right campaigners have been putting flags up on lampposts to try and intimidate hard-working immigrants. I'm disgusted with how our lovely tricolour is being hijacked by racists. I reported this to the Gardaí, and they still haven't taken them down. Now, I mentioned a moment ago, it's not the job of An Garda Síochána to go shimmying up lampposts to take Irish flags down. So I understand that you reported it to the Gardaí, but it's not their job to actually remove them. Why is this triggering you so much?
Because what they're doing, Adrian, is they're weaponizing the Irish tricolour. That's exactly what they're doing. It's not St. Patrick's Day. There's an absolute pure and simple reason that they are doing it. It's literally an anti-immigration policy. Now, I am not anti-immigration. I understand, and I will acknowledge, that there is an issue in this country in that certain people are getting through, maybe from up north, that aren't being vetted properly. So there's more for the government to do in that regard. But this is pure and utter racism, and it boils my skin. And you say it's not the Gardaí's job, Adrian. It actually is, because I'll tell you why.
No, it is not the job of a rank and file.
Here's why it should be, because someone has to take them down, and God love the person that does. So maybe if it is An Garda Síochána, they won't be attacked, because I've got a feeling if someone like me were to try and go out and remove the tricolour, because I know exactly what it's up there
and
for, I know what would happen.
Let me ask you a question, Joseph. Have you considered taking the flags down yourself?
I have, but I thought the better of it. I thought if I'm seen doing this, then I know what I'm going to get.
Why, what do you think you're going to get?
I think I'd have seven shades of shite knocked out of me if I was seen. Because I know the type, and there's a certain type of people that are putting up these flags. More often than not, they're from a working class background. They're barely educated. They're Chucky Air Law Brigade. And they're the people that are probably going to vote for Conor McGregor if he gets a run at the presidency. They're the type of people we're dealing with. And they're the type of people that are putting up the Irish flag and totally disrespecting it.
Okay, so I mentioned at the start of this conversation that Dublin City Council is to meet with Gardaí in response to concerns about the erection of tricolours in housing estates the length and breadth of Dublin. This is a very widespread. There are a number of estates that you drive in, and all you can see is tricolours flying off lampposts. But there is a bit of concern with the council, and I kind of understand this concern, that they don't know what way to deal with this, because removing our national flag off a lamppost mightn't go down very well at all.
It mightn't, Adrian, but listen, you often see them on St. Patrick's Day, and that's fine. It's our national day. The other times you would see an Irish flag, maybe you would assume, I think a lot of us assume, maybe totally incorrectly, that they're a riot, or there's a match on, or something along those lines. But the whole irony, and this is what makes me laugh, that they're so fucking thick and uneducated. They don't understand the meaning behind the Irish flag. In essence, the Irish flag was all about unity of people with different opinions on the Ireland of Ireland. That's why there's a green, there's a white for peace, and there's an orange for Catholic or Protestant. So they're misunderstanding of the Irish flag, and the fact it's about unity, and they're holding it aloft as some sort of fuck you symbol. That's what it boils my piss. They're so uneducated, Adrian. Okay, it's a remarkable thing.
So would you, like I said, you contacted us, you've been on to the guards, you think it is the guards' job to shimmy up a lamppost and cut the tie wraps and take the flags down?
Well, I think whoever does it is going to get an awful bloody hard time, that's for sure. So maybe it is their job, it's on the guards. They might want to do it, because if they go into certain estates that I've seen, I know for sure that they'll be pelted.
Do you have a problem with someone flying a flag in their own garden or out their window or out their back garden or whatever the case may be?
It makes me cringe a little bit, but I wouldn't have an issue with it per se. I certainly wouldn't go around knocking on their door and complaining or anything like that. But when it comes to this, it's literally an anti-immigration thing. You see it happen in the UK. I don't know if you've seen the roundabouts where they're getting the orange paint and they're putting the flag of St. George on the roundabouts. This is pretty much like Britain is ours, get the fuck out type stuff. It's racism. And anyone that says otherwise is a liar. But again, I just want to reiterate, I think there is an issue with immigration in Ireland that needs to be sorted. But We are the land of a thousand welcomes, as far as I'm concerned, and we should stay that way.
Okay, so you believe that the proliferation of Irish flags on lampposts in housing estates all over Dublin and at roundabouts, I took a photograph, in fact it's the thumbnail on our podcast today, I took that photograph of the tricolour at Cochrane Roundabout, which is right outside a hotel that has an awful lot of immigrants staying in the hotel.
Well, let's see, do you believe then, Joseph, that is just a coincidence that outside one of the biggest hotels housing
migrants
that the place is littered with Irish flags, or is that just people being patriotic?
That is not patriotism. It is literally an incitement to hatred. It is telling those people in that hotel, this is our land, you guys are not welcome.
Now, I have to
say, what it is.
I did see what you mentioned on TikTok over the last couple of weeks, the people doing the roundabouts with George's cross and their...
Yeah.
And I saw, actually, which was terrible, I saw a Chinese takeaway in Birmingham being absolutely vandalised and having George's flag painted all over it. And these are the same people who probably order a Chinese at the weekend. And the thing, the irony of this shows you how stupid those people are that paint the George's flag. St. George, George's flag, if these people actually studied history, you know, he was from the Middle East. He wasn't even British. St. George.
That's unbelievable. Look, you're dealing with people... You're dealing with people that think the Roma gypsies are Romanian. That's how fucking uneducated they are.
Okay,
that's what we're up against.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note. I was reading earlier on that residents of the North Strand have written to Dublin City Councillors asking for the removal of flags that have appeared in the area in recent weeks. In a letter that was seen by RTE News, the resident said... We object to the unauthorised erection of these decorations. They dishonour the flag by flouting official protocol, are in breach of Dublin City Council's rules of the decoration of lighting poles, and are an attempt by a minority to make a political statement outside of the normal democratic process. The letter goes on to say, we ask you to direct the Chief Executive of the Council to remove these decorations as soon as is practicable. We strongly oppose these attempted usurpation of our national flag by a group which is not representative of the people of this area. So that is a letter sent to Dublin City Council by residents of the North Strand area of Dublin. And independent Dublin City Councillor Malachy Steenson said in response, if they are intimidated by the tricolour hanging in their area, they should, and I quote, find another country to go to. That quote is attributable to you, Malachy. Good afternoon and welcome to Opinions Matter.
Thanks, Adrian and Jeremy. Now, firstly, if you actually listen back to the interview and that, I was speaking about Dublin City Councillors who find the flag intimidating, that perhaps they should find another place to live. And just in relation to the complaints that RTE has put out there saying that, you know, implying that a great number of people objected. Four people connected to each other from one street who are the leader of that particular group was an activist in the Tony Gregory group and is very close to the Labour Party currently. So these are political activists who put in a complaint. They're not random citizens. The woman who RTE interviewed yesterday evening on the same programme that I was on works for CPL, which is a recruitment company that makes its money from the importation of non-European workers into this country, right? So all these people have a vested interest in all of this. And, you know, the caller on there before me, I can't remember his name because it's entirely irrelevant, because he's just typical of this woke liberal mentality. He said, when you asked him about people flying flags in their gardens, he said it makes him cringe. He said that people who are involved and support the putting up of these flags are uneducated working class people. I hold an honours degree in law. I have a master's degree in criminology. I have various other educational qualifications. I'm a practicing solicitor. I am certainly not uneducated. And my family have lived in the inner city and in the North Strand particularly since 1917. So we have a long history in this area.
Okay, let me ask you, then let me cut to the chase, Malachy, and ask you why over the last few weeks and months we have seen, and it's growing every week, we have seen a proliferation of the flying of the Irish tricolour out of lampposts in housing estates on main roads, yeah, the length and breadth of this city. Why are we seeing that? Why is this suddenly happening?
And you see, if the media were actually watching this, this is going on for the past 2 years.
Not in the way it has in the last couple of weeks.
Hold on. Let me make the point. When initially I called for people to fly a flag at Easter 2 years ago in memory of the Easter Rising in their own homes, and we extended that out then, and this year we've asked people to put flags up in their own areas, and which people are doing.
Okay, why? Why? For what reason?
What? Because
it's not the anniversary of the 1916 Rising.
Hold on. There's a political class in this country which is articulated very well by the caller on before me, who actually despise this nation. They despise our flag. He tells you he cringes when he sees it. Yet
don't misquote him. He cringes when he sees it being used in this sort of way.
Hold on. The question you asked him was, had he an objection to people flying the flag in their homes, in their gardens?
No, he did. Okay, he did say he cringed.
And
so Malachy, you said you encourage people hang on for 1 second. You encourage people to fly the flag to commemorate the 1916 Rising. Fine. Grant, there's a purpose. There's a purpose behind it. What is the purpose right now of proliferation? And it is, and it's increasing every week. What is the purpose?
It will increase more and more.
Okay, when I mentioned a couple of minutes ago that I was up north last week, and you know straight away when you're in a unionist-dominated village because there's bloody union jacks flying everywhere because they are marking their territory, okay?
And you'll also know if you're in a nationalist area. So
Not as much. You don't see it as much.
Go to West Belfast.
I've been to West Belfast. Not as much as you see the union jack flying in little villages. In County Antrim, for example. But anyway, the unionists are doing that as a deliberate policy to mark their territory and let everybody know that drives through those little villages, this is unionist land. Now, I'm asking you the exact same question. Why have we started flying our flag off lampposts, which we've never done before in this country, in the exact same way as they do up north? Why are we doing it?
Unionists and loyalists in their own areas, in the six county state, that fly a foreign flag in general, they fly the British Union Jet, right? In my state, in this country, we are flying our flag on our streets.
Okay, but the unionists fly. But hang on, Malachy. The unionists fly that flag to mark their territory. Okay, so I knew when I was in a little village in County Antrim last week, I knew the majority population in this village was unionist because of the amount of Union Jacks flying. But again, I'm asking you a question, and I want an answer. Why are we now doing that? Why are we now doing something that, as a nation, we've never done? We've always spoken about the North. Oh my God, the amount of flags flying out of lampposts up there. We've never done it. Why are we now doing it?
Well, tell me why we've never done it.
We never felt the need to. We don't need to mark our own territory.
We didn't do it because people who flew a tricolour in their house or in their garden had their door kicked in by the special branch and got a Section 40 right through from the 70s up till Italian 90. Okay. That was when it changed and people started using the tricolour.
Okay, Malachy, again, you're just not answering the question. I am asking you a very simple question.
I
understand when I see flags flying from lampposts up the north, whether it be in a loyalist area or a nationalist area, I understand the motivation behind that. It is people living in certain areas marking their territory, saying you're in a loyalist area or you're in a nationalist area. Okay, I get it. Don't like it, but I get it. So I'm asking you why we are doing the same thing now, doing something that we've never done before.
Our nation, we are instilling in our people a pride in our nation, a pride in our flag, and that's why people are flying it, because they're
okay,
proud.
Okay, so what do you say then to
hold on?
What do you say to people who believe that our flag is being hijacked by right-wing agitators?
Who's a right-wing agitator? Am I a right-wing agitator?
No, I mean, you can answer that for me.
No, well, I don't think you are, Malachy. I've been talking to you for years. But, well, let me ask you a question, Malachy. Do you think there's any...
Well, I'm sure your previous caller does, if, apart from the fact that...
I'm going to bring him in now in a second.
Let me ask Malachy a question just before to slightly move on from what you're saying, Adrian, yeah? Do you think there's any connection, and I'm not talking about the flags that you erected, but generally, do you think there's any connection between the amount of flags being raised on lampposts and the anti-immigration sentiment? Do you think there's any link at all? Or is it just a coincidence?
There's a link between the destruction of our nation by the political class who are beholden to Europe and not running this country in the interests of its own people.
So that's is that a yes?
Whether that be by increasing the population from 3.5 million to 5.5 million in 20 years without building any infrastructure for that, with the total lack of housing, the destruction of the health service, the lack of quality education for our people, and all of these people who are had no problem with Ukrainian, Palestinian or pride flags. And what has happened in this country is the tricolour is the flag of the nation, mm-hmm. and that's what we're trying to re-establish, whereas the pride flag is now the flag of the state.
Right, okay.
And that's the reality.
Well, Malachy, okay.
But he is right. You drive through Churchtown, Adrian, anywhere near the Russian embassy, and literally
there's Ukrainian flags everywhere. I've seen them.
And nobody
But Malachy, again, I want to just ask another question. In housing estates is one thing, but I mentioned just a moment ago, at a roundabout just down to Cochrane, just off the M50, there is a hotel right beside that roundabout. That hotel has been housing asylum seekers for quite some time, and all of the lampposts around that roundabout have Irish flags flying from them. Why is that, Malachy? Is that just a coincidence?
The question, Adrian, that you should be asking is, why are all these IPAS centres in working class areas?
No, but Malachy, that particular hotel that I'm talking about at the Cochrane roundabout is in the middle of nowhere, okay? It's not beside any working class area or anything. It's in the middle of nowhere.
We're told these people are going to integrate. So what do you want to do? Put up their country's flag?
No, but I'm asking you why, in that specific example, because I see it every day, there are flags flying at that roundabout outside that hotel, if not to intimidate people inside that hotel.
In another couple of weeks, every roundabout in the country will have tricolours.
Okay, I want to bring...
every town and village will have tricolour.
Okay, Malachy, stay with me for a second. So I want to bring Joseph back in, who's just chomping at the bit to get back in on this conversation. But before I do, I want to bring in more of your opinions. This is Martin.
Afternoon, lads. What a load of bollocks. Hanging the tricolour in Ireland isn't it an awful fucking thing? But yet people won't think twice about hanging up a Palestine flag. They won't think twice about hanging up an LGBTQ alphabet gang flag. When there was the big thing about India Day, there was a lot of Indian flags knocking about the place. Nobody bats an eyelid. So I don't see what the problem is with having Ireland flags in Ireland. And, you know, if they feel intimidated by having an Irish flag in Ireland, let them fuck off. And if Joseph is so triggered by it, why does he fuck off and live somewhere else? Because no matter what country you go to, the flags are flying. Like, you go to America, lads, the stars and stripes are everywhere. Bit of national pride is what's needed. I don't think there'll be that many people who will be triggered by it, especially people who are living here and working here from different backgrounds. I don't think that intimidates them at all. And I don't think this fucking prick that's coming on here now is any room to speak for anyone else other than himself.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Joseph, I want to go back to you because it was you who brought this conversation up in the first place, wanted us to talk about it. You've heard what Malachy has said. You heard what that voice note said a moment ago that I played, where basically Martin is saying, well, if you don't like the Irish flag, well, why don't you piss off? Do you want to respond to what you've heard from that and to Malachy?
Well, I've heard what the voice note said was the reason we're supporting Palestine is because of the literal fucking genocide that's happening there. The reason we support the LGBTQ plus community communities because they need our support. And I don't need to raise the tricolour. I haven't lost my sense of pride in being an Irishman. I don't need to do that. Maliki, is he a politician, Adrian?
He's a Dublin City Councillor, yes.
Dublin City Councillor, he'd be in the Dáil in no time because he did everything but answer your fucking question. Why is the flag suddenly in the past couple of months, and we're all familiar with the Easter Rising and St. Patrick's Day, or when there's an Ireland match, or if someone's a shinner, or they're a Chucky Erlaw and they've got the Irish flag, that's fine. That's why we each to their own. But suddenly an abundance of Irish flags around the country, you asked him why, and he has still failed to answer the question. And why is because he is treading very, very, very carefully on this, because he knows fucking well why. It's racism. It's rage baiting.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is.
Maliki, go on. I'll let you respond to that.
How the hell can it be racist to fly your own flag in your own country?
And I have because you're giving the two fingers.
I have pointed out that this has gone on since November 2022. And in April,
it's been the past 2 months.
This year, we had the only reason that this has got prominence from the media is because we've done North Strand Road, which is the main link road, a road that I grew up on, into the city centre, and the woke liberals got their knickers in a twist.
Woke,
and
I've woke, given us woke. Yeah, yeah. Far more you're saying, Maliki, you maintain that this is an anti-government flag now. It's about housing and everything. No, it's not. It's about immigration. You know bloody well. You just don't want to say it out loud on air. It's anti-immigration. Say it. Say it's anti-immigration. Be a man.
We are in opposition to all government policy, whether it's been on
bollocks. That is absolute bollocks. Hang on for a second. I agree. The government have made a bag of things in this country over the years. They fucking bankrupted the place and bailed out the banks. They didn't see your tricolours then. It's been in the past 2 months.
You must have been blind then.
Hang on. There may have been one of Maliki. Yeah, you played a great game. You'll be Taoiseach in no time. You're treading carefully. I don't know you personally, Maliki. I'm sure you're probably a decent guy, but you're treading very carefully here because you don't want to answer the question that has been put to you now.
Maliki.
I'm opposed to the immigration policy of this country.
Okay, that's fine. So, again, and this is the question that Joseph is asking you to ask. To answer, why, for example, and I know you say you grew up in the area, why did you decide to shimmy up lampposts and attach tricolours on the North Strand Road? Why? Tell me why. What was the reason?
Well, firstly, I'm a bit old to be shimmying up lampposts at this stage. We have been doing this right throughout areas in this city for the past 2 years. It's only now that the media have noticed it. And let me tell you
Let me just tell you, Maliki. Hang on, one second. I'm going to use the example of that roundabout again that I was talking about. Those flags have only gone up in the last 2 weeks. I know of two housing estates in Finglas where the flags have only gone up in the last 2 weeks. Not the last 2 years, the last 2 weeks. And I'm
Goes
asking you...
They've gone up in the past
I'm
month.
Asking you, areas, I'm asking you, why is there a proliferation of Irish flags on lampposts, and what is the
that's the strategy that we're pursuing?
By the way, can I just come to Maliki's defence here for a second, because he's been attacked left, right and centre. This is for you, Joseph. Maliki,
I'm labelled for the attack.
I know you are, but what I'm saying is I've heard you are not afraid to speak your mind. You were down at the East Wall many's a time speaking with a loudspeaker on the steps. Maliki is not afraid to say that we have an immigration
But Joseph's argument is he you're not answering the question, Maliki. These flags are being flown as an anti-immigration statement.
Maliki didn't put any of them up.
He did. He didn't personally. He was there. Maliki, answer that question. These flags are being flown as an anti-immigration statement. Yes or no?
They are being flown to assert our nation and to oppose government policy on immigration and everything else. It's not solely about immigration. Let me tell you an incident that I just got word of, and I can confirm it because a man has been arrested and has suddenly been released. Another man exposing himself outside a national school in William Street, which is just on North Strand, in the past hour. That is what we're opposed to. And that is the dregs of society that are being brought in by the likes of and encouraged by the likes of that caller, woke liberals. He probably works for some NGO or something anyway.
I'm guessing the man, hang on, Malachy, I'm guessing the man you were referring to wasn't Irish, and that's why you brought that up.
No, I'll tell you why I'm bringing her up, because my son was there collecting my grandson, and this man, he was a non-national. I don't care what colour he was or where he was from. Any man that exposes himself outside a children's school should be put in a hole. And I'd say
absolutely.
And people will agree with that.
Yeah, you brought up that story because it's clearly someone who's not from Ireland.
He was. Because it's just after happening. And he was a non-national.
Okay, Malachy, let me just...
That's a factual statement. That's not racist to say that. That is a simple fact.
Okay, Malachy, let me just finish off by asking you. You said a couple of minutes ago that we are going to start seeing the Irish tricolour flying on every roundabout around the country, in every housing estate around the country. This is a campaign that we're going to see more and more and more of, are we?
Yes, now I'll just take back the every, because somebody will come back and say, oh, there's a roundabout down there that somebody missed. Well, this is a growing thing. There are thousands of flags being ordered since RTE gave this publicity yesterday. And again, I want to thank RTE and yourselves now, and even the Labour Party and the Gobshites and Fine Gael, who have given this huge traction. And they recognised that we created the opportunity for it, and the trap. Labour have admitted that there was a trap created for them and they fell into it. That's why they withdrew their motion from the council last night, because they knew that it wasn't going to go down well outside of the woke liberals in the council. Ordinary people up and down this country are incensed that people are objecting to us flying our flag in our country.
But would you agree, and you know the law more than anybody else, you're more qualified than we are to talk about the law, would you agree that within a private housing estate or where a management company is running it, that the management company would have the final say on whether or not, like where I live, Malachy, there's a management company, and we pay them way too much money, and we pay them to make sure that the estate it looks aesthetic, and we're not allowed to put up bunting and stuff like that, and it's all done. So would you be in favour of management companies having the final say on whether or not flags are flown in estates where management companies exist?
Well, in those gated estates where there is a management company, it'd be up to the people in there. And generally in those leases there's stipulations on flying things on balconies and even putting your washing out on the balcony.
Yeah, ridiculous, like ridiculous.
So that's a matter for the people there at their AGM to change that. But, you know, if people want to fly their flag, they should be entitled, because there's never any objections when you put out, as I said earlier, a Ukrainian, a Palestinian, or a private flag.
Well, let me ask you,
two of it have already written to people yesterday, or texted them, saying that if they don't take a tricolour down off their balcony, they're in breach of their tenancy and they'll be evicted, right? Now, these are Dublin City Council tenants who are under Tuat Housing Association, right? But
we haven't seen their tenancy agreements, and it's quite likely that their tenancy agreement says you can display nothing on your balcony.
But my point is, while the same people are other people in those complexes were flying Ukrainian, Palestinian, or Pride flags, there was nothing said about it. It's only because this is a tricolour, and because it's our flag, and because these people actually despise this nation. And they would happily replace the tricolour with the pride flag, which the state has already done. And you see that the tricolour is only given equal status with the European rag. And the tricolour should be the only flag flown on any government building.
The campaign continues, according to Malachy. Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers,
Dublin City Councillor Malachy Steenson. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, we're talking about the flying of flags, the proliferation of Irish flags being seen all over Dublin in recent weeks and months. Jonathan.
I don't understand this. Who wants to remove the national flag from the nation? The tricolour represents Ireland and our people. This is a fucking nonsense, this is. Now, I'm going to assume that if the councils do come in and take these flags down, that they'll go up in triple, quadruple the numbers. There'll just be more and more will be erected. And I think it's a fantastic initiative, by the way. Listen, the guards are going to come in and pull these flags down. The county council's going to do it. We already know that the guards have no respect for this flag anyway. We've seen them pull them down, we've seen them tear them down, we've seen them kick them, we've seen them disrespect the flag that they stand and uphold the constitution to. you know, they put an oath to this flag to protect the people that this flag represents. Again, us, the Irish people. You know, Sinn Féin used the flag as a tablecloth, you know, on top of a pool table for tea and biscuits. There's plenty of other flags that Sinn Féin wouldn't do that with. You know, and these county councillors and these politicians, like, they're just all EU-centric stormtroopers is all they are. They're not representing Irish people. They represent the EU and the globalist masters. How could a national flag offend you? I mean, honestly, James, this is an absolute nonsense. You know, and let's not forget it was the leader of the country, Micheál Martin, doesn't want the backward idea of sovereignty. But, you know, Palestine can have their sovereignty and all these other countries deserve their sovereignty and their independence, but not us.
All right, Jonathan.
I'll say to Jonathan as well. Jonathan, you just asked how can our national flag offend you, and it doesn't offend me. I love our national flag. In fact, I'm going to see Ireland playing at the weekend in the Aviva, and my young fella will be draped in a flag, but he's not doing it as an anti-immigration sentiment. And secondly, Jonathan, you would be the very one who would be on here screaming and roaring if there was an LGBT flag hanging up a lamppost in your estate. I mean, you're giving it about people being triggered by the tricolour. You're triggered by a bloody rainbow flag.
No, but his argument is people are being triggered by our national flag. That's the difference.
It's the sentiment of it, though, isn't it? That's the issue that people have.
Well, it's the believed sentiment.
The believed sentiment, yes.
Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Afternoon, guys.
Hi. I hear you're racist now, Father.
Down with that sort of thing.
Yeah.
How, in fairness, can a flag offend you? In all fairness, he is... Like, did the people put them flags up with loads of stuff written underneath it saying, oh, we don't want them here, nobody's allowed here, go home to your own countries? Anybody see any of that written around anywhere?
No.
No, exactly. It's our tricolour.
Okay,
it's
so why, Lorraine, and again, I have to ask this question again, one hotel just off the M50 in Dublin that I pass every single day, in the last... two or three weeks, tricolours have appeared on all the lampposts at the roundabout outside that hotel. That hotel happens to house asylum seekers. Coincidence?
It could be a coincidence.
It's not a coincidence, Lorraine.
It could be people that are fed up and sick of the government's policies on immigration. It could be that, but it also could be people just sticking them up, Adrian, because they're proud of where they're from.
But no, nobody
has stood underneath them flags, have they, and said, down or go home to your own country, we don't want you here.
Okay, but again, this roundabout is in the middle of nowhere. There happens to be a hotel right beside it. That hotel happens to house asylum seekers, and these flags just happen to be at the roundabout. Seriously, it's not a coincidence. What is that about? It is to let the immigrants know this is our country. That's what it's about.
Or it could be a protest against the government's policy on immigration.
Because if that was the case, they'd be outside the door, the flags would be. I mean, the government don't convene at the Clochrane roundabout.
Lads, I don't see what makes the flag racist. I genuinely don't. There's nobody standing underneath that flag saying, oh, everyone in this hotel and this iPass centre, at home you go, we don't want you here. No, there's nobody, none of that going on underneath that flag.
I'm not suggesting this, but what Joseph is saying is that it's like a cat peeing in the corner of a room to mark its territory and to let the other cats know.
And Joseph, that's how you see this, is it?
That is exactly what it is, yet nobody is willing to say it because they don't want to be deemed or seen as racist.
Joseph, can I ask you a question?
It's not an anti-government thing. It's not an Irish. We're not suddenly proud of our Irish heritage and raising the tricolour law. This is literally anti-immigration.
I've had my Ireland flag hanging out my window for years. I have two proclamations in my house. Does that make me racist?
No, I'm not saying you're racist. I'm saying that in this issue, I used to live in Tala, and suddenly there's an abundance of tricolours in Tala, and Adrian has mentioned that hotel, which by all accounts is a direct provision centre or something. There's a reason that they've been allotted there. I mean, let's be honest and call a spade a spade. It is an anti-immigration flag. It is two fingers to the people in that hotel to try and put manners on them,
so
saying, hey, listen,
say
you're living here now.
But Joseph, that's your uptake of it. As I've said,
everyone is avoiding these.
Let me finish. Let me speak.
Be honest, Lorraine. Come on.
Let me speak. That is your interpretation of it. But is there anybody, is there anybody standing underneath them flags saying, go home to your own country? Is there anything written on them flags that said, we don't want you here, go home to your own country?
There doesn't need to be. That's what's clever about it. It's symbolic.
But that's your
interpretation
of it, Joseph. It could just be that them people put them up.
I'll tell you. Here's the irony. I mentioned this earlier on. The Irish flag as a whole, right, is intended to symbolise the inclusion and hoped for union of people people of different traditions on the island of Ireland. That's what the tricolour is. And that's why this is so fucking stupid.
But to you, it's stupid.
It really is.
But as I said, there's nobody standing underneath them flags saying, go home to your own country, we don't want you here. There is
no, there doesn't need to be. Because flags. No, because they'd be rounded up by the Gardaí and arrested.
There is no anti-immigration stuff written on them flags. Is there?
There doesn't need to be, Lorraine. You know this as well as I do.
Your interpretation of them flags going up is racism. That is your interpretation of them flags.
It's anti-immigration. It may be an incitement to hatred. Yeah, it's letting those people know, those poor people that have come over here.
I can't hear both of you. I cannot hear both of you. Sorry.
They have come here. The majority of those people are decent, law-abiding citizens. Yes, there's been one or two bad apples that have maybe come down through the north, and the government do have to address certain issues when it comes to immigration.
Joseph, I would imagine. Joseph, hang on a second. Joseph,
can I ask you something?
Well, let me ask him something, sir. Joseph, I would imagine that if you were to go into any IPAS centre and you were to interview 100 asylum seekers and ask them where they offended by an Irish flag, say, for instance, the one at Clockran, Adrian, yeah? Where there's about 6 or 7. I don't think they'd give a rat's. I don't think they would.
They fly their own flags out the IPAS windows.
So I don't think they would be offended.
Should I be offended if I see a Palestinian or Ukrainian flag or anything hanging out of an IPAS centre because that's not a tricolour? Well, should I be offended at that?
Oh, the people would be. Sure, remember?
Hang on,
do you not remember Dog Kicker, man? What's his name?
Dwarf.
Oh, the citizen journalist.
Do you remember Dwarf?
That gobshite. Yeah, another far-right.
Dwarf literally shot himself and went mad when he saw a rainbow flag near a creche. Absolutely lost his shit. So, you know, there's snowflakes on both sides of the...
But, Jeremy, as I said, the people aren't standing underneath them flags and making it something like racism. Joe is insinuating that they are racist, that it has something to do with anti-immigration. Nothing is written on them flags that is anti-immigration.
So what is it there for, then, Lorraine? Why is it there? Why is it directly across from that hotel?
Maybe they're proud of where they're from. They want to say,
stop it, Lorraine. Be logical, for God's sake.
Oh, my God.
The fact is, Lorraine, that particular roundabout, the Clockran roundabout, yeah, there's no housing around there at all.
That's the point I made already.
Yeah, there's no residence. There's no residence.
But there's also nothing racist written on the flag.
No, I don't know.
Nobody said there was.
Underneath the flag. Well,
no, because you're not allowed. It would be against protocol to put anything on an Irish flag.
But you're making it like it's against protocol to hang the bloody flag. It's a tricolour. You're in Ireland. If you go to America, there's... the American flag's hanging out of every house.
Yes, which was very much an Americanism. Let's be honest, it doesn't happen here a lot, but there's been an abundance of them recently. I have to ask you one question. I would have loved to have asked Maliki, right? Conor McGregor, would you vote for him as president?
No, I don't like him.
I would have loved to ask Maliki that as well. Because I find that the people that are putting these flags up are kind of leading his direction. And it's just...
Why do you assume that? As I said, I have my Irish flag flying and I wouldn't vote for Conor McGregor to save my life.
Are you a Republican?
Are me, yeah.
You are a Republican? That's the reason you've got your tricolour up. And that's not something that I do myself, but this is a totally different thing. It's not pride in our country. It's not an anti-government protest in relation to this, that, or the other. It is an anti-immigration protest. That's what it is.
Okay.
And anyone that says otherwise is either completely ticked or is lying through their teeth.
Joseph, thanks very much indeed for your call, and thank you for raising the issue on today's Opinions Matter. We will take as many more calls as we possibly can squeeze in just a moment. Before that, Keith.
Raising a tricolour on the island of Ireland is now classed as far right. They're trying to say that it's a dominant thing, that making a status in certain areas. What the fuck has this bleeding world come to? What's this country come to? The retards up there in power. Only there, yesterday's they're talking about Simon Harris, right? And his threat being made to all these kids. Terrible. No child should ever get a threat sent towards them. As for him, that dipshit, you know, he's part of this thing, like anti-Irish, that's what they are. They want the Irish out and the world in. Not only do they want them in, they don't want them getting offended when they get here. So, you know, stick to Patrick's Day and let the country go down this money. But I think people should go out as if it was 1990. Start painting the fucking Pat's Green White and Orange. To paint the lamppost, your windowsills, flower pots, everything. Do not let them take this away from us. Do not let them take this country away from us. This country was handed down by our ancestors to us. We weren't told to give it. Now, I do believe that anything else that's bringing these people in, obviously is getting a payment from somewhere. Do the math. Look into it. Wait and see what they're getting paid for.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Can I just say, just before the break there, Keith's message, and this is not coming from a snobby point of view, because I'm not a snob. I don't want tricolours painted on my roundabouts into my estate and it looking like a Republican estate up north. Do you want that? Does anybody want that?
Well, that's the question.
I mean, I'm the same one that complained to my management company when they put buntings up for GAA matches. There's a family behind us, yeah, from Tipperary, and they put Tipperary bunting up. I don't want bunting in my house.
So you did complain and you're not a snob?
Correct.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let me go to Denise. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Denise?
Hiya, how's it going?
Good, thanks. Sorry. Denise, what did you want to say on this?
Oh, no, I'm just really annoyed with the whole thing. Like, I mean, this thing, making the flag into something that's intimidating, is just ridiculous. It's what? Absolutely ridiculous. We're all very upset with the government, and everybody knows that it's all over the place. Like, everybody's getting really frustrated with government, and my opinion is more flags going up for that reason.
So, you know, for what reason?
We have Palestine flags, we have Ukrainian flags, we have LGBT, we put them all up. And that's in support of people.
Not to the extent that the tricolour is being flown on lampposts around Dublin now, okay?
But it's Ireland.
I'm aware of that. But then answer me the question, and this is the question I just keep asking. What is the purpose of this campaign to fly flags out of every bloody lamppost you see? What is the purpose? Why? We know we're Irish. We know we live in Ireland. We know this is the Republic of Ireland.
Yes, yeah. And I believe that the flags are all going up because of the government. The policies that the government are putting in place, they're not listening to the people. They're not listening to the people. Like, I'm from Saggis, and we've had
okay,
this office.
And if you're right, and a lot of people believe the government aren't listening to the people, what does flying an Irish flag out of a lamppost prove to that?
It shows that we're not backing down. We want to be listened to. We are Irish. This is our country, and we deserve to be listened to. It's nothing to do with about discrimination, you know. We are fighting the City West I-Pass, as you know already. It is nothing to do with the people in that I-Pass. It's about the policies of the government, sticking people into, you know, so many people into small areas where there's not a hope of integration. There's nothing here for them to integrate into.
By saying that, Denise, you are saying that there's a connection between the flags and immigration because you're just having to
talk. I'm saying immigration, not immigrants, immigration policy.
So there is a connection between the flags and the immigration, which I believe is a failed immigration policy, by the way, and I think most people will have
it
a brain.
It is a failed immigration
policy. Yeah,
exactly.
It is. No, it is.
Failed immigration policy.
Even
not only the immigration policy, it's about the health services. It's about, you know,
I think even the left, if they were to take a long, hard look at it, would agree. And I don't believe in left and right anyway. You can have opinions. I have some opinions that are left, I have some opinions that are right. I don't believe in left and right categorising people. But I think anybody with half a brain would realise that the immigration policy is failed. But you are saying that you believe that there is a connection between the immigration problem. Like, let's put it this way. They're not putting up, if you say people are putting up Irish flags to give out about the government, yeah? They're not doing it because, uh-huh. They're not putting the flag, they didn't put the flags up in the water charges and they hated the government over the water charges. There was no flags put up in the Lambos. They're not putting up, I don't think, any one of my biggest gripes with the government, Denise, yeah? Is the universal social charge that I have to fucking pay every month on my wages. It was said it was going to be temporary and it's not there. But there's nobody, I can guarantee you, there's nobody putting Irish flags up because of the universal social charge. So would you agree then that we can actually get a straight answer to this, that there's a correlation between Irish flags being put on lampposts and the government's failed immigration policy? And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, I'm just saying I just need someone to admit that that is the case. And I'll go home
I'm
a happy
not
man.
Saying, I'm not saying it's just the immigrant. I'm saying it's the government policies. It's to help.
Why won't someone just admit it? Why is it so difficult to?
But again, Denise.
Why? Because
sorry,
we just had the situation where the Harvey.
Okay, but again, Denise, the point I made on yesterday's podcast.
Twice,
okay,
and
I'm sorry to hear that. But the point I made on yesterday's podcast was
I'm standing here. I'm fine. But what about those women that aren't being looked after? And again, you know, what about all of that? And then you have stupid...
Again, sorry, Denise, I sound like a broken record. I made this point on yesterday's podcast that we have in this country, and it's brilliant that we live in a democracy where we, the people, decide who is going to run this country for us, okay? And the point that I made yesterday is, for better or worse, the Irish people elected the government that we now have. We put them back in place only 8 months ago. So that's, if you're not happy, that's the ultimate sanction that we have available to us. Get rid of them in the next election.
In the next election, you know, the next election, what about now? Like, you know, we have
Denise, now is only 9 months ago when we had the last election and they were voted back in again. You're not getting what I'm saying.
I know, yeah, but I think a lot of people are waking up now. The policies they came to the door with aren't the policies that are being implemented.
But by the way, Denise, as well, the turnout for the last election was
embarrassing.
It was 59%. 59%. So
that means 40% of people didn't bother their arse voting.
Yeah, and probably ring this podcast every day complaining. But I get you.
The reason maybe, you know, who do you vote for? Like, there's not much of a choice there.
I know, but the point...
I know that's wrong. I know that we still need to vote to get changes.
Yeah. And the point,
you don't have an alternative.
And you have more reason than most people to be angry with the government, and I'm sure you feel failed by them. We all feel in some way angry with the government. In every country, in every world, even in countries where everything is absolutely rosy, they still have a problem with the government. But I just wanted to get a straight answer from somebody that there was a link between immigration and the raising of the flags.
Well, it's obvious to see. It's obvious to see. Look at the amount of tricolours that were flying outside the Coolock plant, Crown Pains Coolock plant.
Sorry, by the way, here's the Donald Trump handbook now. As soon as we mentioned the 2024 election, yeah? The election was rigged. It was rigged.
Okay, whatever, yeah.
Why do these people believe that everything that doesn't go their way is rigged?
Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
I'm grand.
Good, what do you want to say?
I'm going to be one of those lefty wokes, as people call me, if you want to call me that. I feel I know why the flags are flying. Like, look what's happening over in England. They're painting their roundabouts in the colours as well. It's like, let's copy what England are doing. We'll do it over here because England have finally woken up. Maybe we should wake up too. And I've heard it a lot from other people as well saying that. And like, you know, I'm obviously Irish, but I, like, you know, I'm proud of the country, but I don't need to fly my flag to prove my point. But it does have that slight intimidation if you're going to be doing that. You know, like, we usually put our flags up for the likes of the World Cup or Patrick's Day and stuff like that. And if people are like, oh, yeah, we should be able to fly our flag whenever we want, well, why haven't we flown our flag since we became a republic? That's the argument there. Why is it only happening now? If we were flying it from, you know, the time we were a republic country, why haven't we flown it every single day?
I agree. And traditionally on this island of Ireland, the place where flags are most commonly flown out of lampposts is up north, and it's literally to mark territories, to say you're in a republican area or a loyalist area, and that's always been the case. And I always look at them as if they have 50 heads when I see flags flying out of every bloody lamppost.
Oh, I know.
But now we're doing the exact same thing here. But you believe that there is sinister intent behind it, do you?
Yeah, I mean, people are probably going to call me lefty or whatever, but I don't really care. But that's my opinion anyway. Like I've been up to Belfast before, like, and although I respect people's beliefs and whatever, I felt a slight bit of intimidation when I go past it.
No, I'll be honest, I do myself. Yeah. I do myself.
And I was there by myself, like, so.
A couple of months ago, Laura.
An Irish person going up the north, like, I felt that slight bit of an intimidation.
I agree. A couple of months ago, Laura, when we were staying up in Belfast with the kids and we were staying in the Europa Hotel, and we came out of the Europa Hotel and we literally took a wrong turn.
And you ended up in Sandy Row?
Was it Sandy Row? Yeah. Well, I didn't know where it was, because I didn't have my GPS on my phone. And I drove into this estate and all you see is Union Jacks everywhere. Roundabouts, lampposts, the whole lot. It was like one big Union Jack. And I did feel intimidated, I have to say. So I would say that to any person who says you can't be intimidated by a flag, drive up Sandy Row in a Dublin Reg car and see how intimidated you feel.
Mm. And Denise, what do you say to that? That this flag campaign has a somewhat sinister intent behind it?
I don't believe that. I really don't. I think the more that it's been said that it's anti-racist and the whole lot, like, it's just blown up the whole situation. I understand the North. There is a different situation. That's a historic, you know, it's a historic thing. We all know what happened in the North, and that is not what's happening down here. You know, it's not. It's plain and simple. People are fed up with the government, and it's becoming more and more obvious.
Okay, Laura, what do you say to that?
If it's all to do with the government, then why haven't the flags been flown since the cervical scandal or stuff in the past? Why is it only happening now? As you were saying, like, to your guy earlier on, I didn't answer the question. It's kind of like, why is it just now? But I have a feeling,
we haven't gotten an answer to that.
And that's the thing. Like, and that's, I'm wondering that myself. It's like, if we are proud of our country, you know, as we all are, like, why hasn't it been flown every day
since 1921?
Yes. That's the question I have. Like,
all right, it's a fair question. We didn't get an answer to it. You're dead right. Thanks very much indeed for your call, both of you, Denise and Laura.
And look after yourself. How are you, Denise, at the moment? Are you okay?
Oh, I'm grand. I'm standing. I'm still fighting, but I'm just, you know, because a lot of people out there now, they're going to be in a worse situation because of the health services.
Yeah, I agree. The health services is a shambles. It really is.
Thanks very much indeed, Denise. Henry has been in touch.
Hi, guys. The lads in the comment section there are putting up Irish emoji flags up on your Facebook page, right? My thing with them is, what I would ask them is, can they actually sing the national anthem word for word on their own? I say the answer is no.
And one final message on this whole conversation from Stephen.
The Irish flags, I think, are being flown because people feel that their national identity is under threat. They feel like they're not being listened by the government. They feel like they're not being taken seriously. Like, if you look at the Irish people, homeless is up through the roof, you know. Irish young people have to emigrate because they can't afford rents or ever think about starting a family or having any type of future here in Ireland. But other nationalities have been brought in and set up with properties and given some type of future. That's why I think the flags are being flown, and I don't have an issue with our tricolour and never will have an issue with our tricolour being flown.
All right, Stephen, thank you very much indeed for your message. This isn't a conversation, Stephen, about the tricolour being flown on the top of the GPO. This is about it being flown out of every lamppost in many, many housing estates around Dublin.
And as well, I think a lot of people forget what the orange in the Irish flag represents.
Mentioned earlier on.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.